Welcome to Fights of the Round Table, the podcast where five dopes sit around and argue about things that do not matter. I am Joshua Hirth. To my immediate right is John Dobson. Followed by John Avery.
What's up?
Matty Swag Swearingen.
Ayo.
And filling in again for us is our friend Joel Martin.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Tonight we are going to follow through with what we promised on our last episode. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, I recommend you stop what you're doing now and go and listen to it. Then come back and listen to this one. Or don't. I don't care. We decided that we were going to take what we talked about last year with the fight to the death of mascots and combine it with our fictional weapons episode. So this is going to be a mascot fight to the death with fictional weapons. Does that make sense?
Also known as the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Yes.
Okay, so these mascots are, we randomly just picked 16 of our food products, services, etc. mascots that we had in our five episode run we had, right?
Original bracket of 64.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And we just paired them up randomly with those weapons. So we'll go ahead and get started here. If anybody has any questions, thoughts, concerns? No? All right. After the first round, we are going to reseed the weapons. So,
but if a weapon is eliminated, it's eliminated. It doesn't get reseeded.
Correct. Okay. So, for an example, our first matchup is, which is our random number one seed, is Wendy from Wendy's.
That's Wendy Thomas.
That is, yes. Yes.
I want to make sure, because Dave's a big
You're
guy.
Right. Yeah, well, okay. Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate it. So it's Wendy with Aquaman's trident versus Captain Crunch with the power sword. Okay? So no matter what, one of these is going to go away. When that one loses, that weapon and that person are now both eliminated from the competition.
So Wendy's getting a new weapon if she were to win that.
Yes. If Wendy moves on, she will get, yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Just clarifying.
Cool.
Ooh, cool.
All right, party people, let's do this. So your first matchup is Wendy with Aquaman's trident versus Captain Crunch with the power sword.
So you have to assume that as a sea man, Captain Crunch is well-versed in sword fighting, right? I just assume that because I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean. And
that's fair.
They're good
facts.
With swords. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if he has a sword equipped. I don't know that we ever see it.
I mean, if he's going to have a sword, it's going to be like a scabbard of sorts, right?
Right. But that's still more experience than we've seen Wendy have a weapon with.
Well, yes.
Do you want to see, like, perpetually eight?
Yeah, until she came out in those commercials after her dad died. Remember that? That's the Wendy we all thought
right,
from
no.
the little girl in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she this is pigtail Wendy.
Right, no, this is the animated version.
Okay,
correct.
Yeah, so she's cool. Pippi Longstocking-esque. Power sword. I'm not that familiar with it, but do we really want power near seawater?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
it's He-Man's power sword.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It has the power to transform you into looking exactly the same, but somehow having courage now and no shirt. But
no shirt and courage. Captain Crunch's Funko Pop does have a sword.
Oh, look at that.
Mm.
So he is well-versed. I mean, for me, if you had any two random people and you had a trident and a sword, I'm going to pick the sword over the trident
also
anyway.
Also looks a lot like the Prospector from Toy Story 2.
It does.
So I've
it
never really been able to figure out why the trident is so powerful. Like, it's this, like, as, like, a DC fan, like, it's always confused me. Like, I've, like, read some of the like the mythology of it and all this stuff, but like it just always feels like it doesn't have any powers other than just like this trident's super powerful.
Well,
like how is it powerful? And they're like, it is. Trust.
Isn't
us.
That part of the mythos too? Though, like whoever wields it is the king of the seas. So like that's part of it. Mm. And also, all those people are super anyway.
Yeah,
I just think you have one motion. You can just stab.
So well, this is for in a
not
fight,
necessarily.
Though, right?
It's not any different than a spear.
But I'm saying going up against a sword, I would take the sword.
Where's this fight taking place?
The layperson, yes, probably the sword.
Well, if you do have a lot better reach. I'm actually taking Wendy.
Right, because she can control the seas.
With that trident, you mean?
Yeah.
But he's a captain. He's been in rough waters.
That's actually pretty
good. Not like this.
Right?
That's true. I hear you. But like, I mean, Wendy has no business fighting. She should be making square burgers.
Yeah, but how many people has Wendy killed with those burgers?
It's true. Playing the long game.
Yeah, right? It's a long con.
We should probably discuss where are these fights taking place. What did we decide on the mascot? It was a parking lot, wasn't it?
This is all taking place in our imagination.
Yeah, I think we said parking lot outside one of the stores.
I would say generic, non-advantageous
to either side.
I'm taking Captain Crunch. Even though he like doesn't understand his own military rank, it's fine. That's still think he's going
to
win.
You don't have
to
be smart to be a good fighter.
Yeah. But it's true.
The trident does give Wendy reach, but it's probably equaled out by her short arms.
She got that fiery red hair, though.
Yeah, you know? True. The captain doesn't have very long arms either.
This is true.
Well, but she's just a literal child. That's all I mean.
Yeah. I'm with Matt though. I'm gonna go with Captain with the sword in the library.
He's had some sort of military training.
Yeah.
So.
Does the sword transform him into jacked like He-Man?
Well, okay. So Prince Adam's always the same size.
He's just is always.
Isn't
jacked.
He more cut?
No, he just
more
takes
muscular?
The shirt off.
Okay. All right.
And. Gets
he's just
way more
he's just courageous now.
Yeah.
His clothes are just that baggy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that if this were a fight on the seas, I would say Wendy has that power. Like she has control of the seas. She can release the Kraken. She can do whatever. Like she's going to take him out. But in a parking lot, I think I'm going to take the captain with his sword. Fighting skills.
It's like you said
that we assume he has.
If there's a parking lot, because I'll say, what power does the trident give her? But wield power of the sea. There's no sea in the parking lot now, so now she's got a long pointy stick. So does Captain, but he's also a grown man. I mean, it sucks that she has to murder an 8-year-old girl that makes good burgers.
You do what you gotta do.
But hey, it's a fight.
Yeah, and he's really confident with that sword now,
right?
Because it also gives him courage.
Right.
Yeah. I think. Fair. She can control the sea, and in my head, because of these mascots originally, their food. So it's like it's a grocery store parking lot in my head.
Yeah.
So she could control
sea
the lobsters, right? So those lobsters, they can come out and they can attack, but they've got rubber bands in their claws. So
it's really,
again, no
at this point, all I can think about is Will Ferrell's little rant about the tuna in The Other Guys.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh
my goodness. Okay. I'm sorry. We will correct that.
Yeah, that's intense.
Is it really good?
It's one of my favorite Will Ferrell
movies. It is really good. It's really good. But you got to watch the tuna scene because then you'll understand. And in that case, I might take Wendy because the tuna wins that fight every time.
There's no whole tuna in the store. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Right.
And not living tuna.
Wendy yields the power of the sea, somehow brings water into the parking lot. Captain Crunch still has a boat. Like, I mean, he's so preppered at this point.
Preppered?
Yeah, it's like a cool way to say
like
preppered.
But
is
different.
It?
Well, now I'm picking him just because he's preppered. I
mean, he's got a coat, you know.
So then
a weird hat.
Chicky parm parm.
So wait, so if the Jack in the Box guy is there, would he be Preppered Jack?
I think we should vote. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out that we should vote.
I'm down. I'm ready. Yeah, sorry.
I think we already have four,
Crunch.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it 5-0?
It's the captain.
Captain?
Captain Crunch.
Wrote that down 4 minutes ago. I just knew where this was going.
All right. Good deal. All right.
He's obviously never listened to episode one.
28 minutes in, we're on to our second matchup.
That's when John Lennon lost, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, John? I love you. You're a wonderful human being.
I wait till I heard the arguments first.
That was for me, not him.
I feel like if I don't say something nice, I'm going to say something really mean. So I lied instead.
That's generally how that works.
All right. Jeffrey from Toys R Us with Chewbacca's Bowcaster versus Mayhem from the commercials with Allstate, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the blue shell from Mario Kart.
Allstate or Nationwide?
It's definitely not Nationwide. It's either Allstate,
Allstate
or State Farm.
It's Allstate.
It's Allstate.
Not State Farm.
It's Allstate. That's Jake.
Right.
Good thing that commercial really works, huh?
Right.
Jeffrey with the Bowcaster versus Mayhem with the blue shell.
I didn't feel like the blue shell was going to do great. But honestly, with Mayhem, I feel like that's a good matchup.
But
giraffes have three hearts.
The blue shell only gets you if you're in first place. Like, just boom, drop back a position.
Well, if you're in first place in a fight out of two, you win.
But right, he's got the blue shell. He can't lose.
Giraffes have hooves, right?
So it's going to freeze him up for a minute, right? That's what the blue shell does?
Does it? I thought it takes
you
out.
No. The blue shell just targets the person in first place.
Right.
And just knocks him off.
So he has to get hit once, throw the blue shell, and now he wins.
But here's the situation. Toys R Us has been defunct for a while. Jeffrey can't be in good shape after being out of business.
He's coming back.
Right, but he's been, what, 6 years? You know, limited food and water. Roughing it in the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, he's
cutting
weight.
I saw Fat Thor.
Ooh.
And he was
pretty boss.
You know, yes, that kind of wear and tear of being out of the game,
mm-hmm.
it definitely, you know, lessens your strength. But
totally from the future.
I think Jeffrey and his three hearts and his bowcaster.
What if he took this time to get ripped too? I mean,
right? Yeah,
he's not working. He's laid off. He's like, I might as well get in shape.
Just take one hit from a blue shell.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you got three hearts. You got cardio on your side. So he could be way ahead. And even if that blue shell hits him, he could bounce back before Mayhem catches up to him.
Like, Mayhem's thing is that he's incredibly durable, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's a bowcaster.
Yeah.
It's not like this.
Everybody has their limits.
Trauma. This is.
Yeah.
Okay, but how's he pulling the trigger with hooves?
It's Jeffrey. Mm.
See, if you understood Will Ferrell, like, he's got a taste for lying now, so he can adapt. You know, he like,
so he has evolved to have hands. Right. Does he have hooves?
That's like what I'm looking up right now.
Do they have like the split hooves? Because then
they have
feel
split
like
hooves.
You can get
they
in
do the hooves, but you got to hold on to it like with the grip, and then wrap around to the trigger and pull.
All those years with Nerf guns in his story, you think he's never pulled a trigger, dog?
I'm just saying, I think it's a little difficult if he doesn't have fingers, but I can't remember for sure.
He wears a shirt, does he not?
Okay, he's got thumbs in this photo.
Yeah, in one photo he's got thumbs. In other photos he does have hooves, but hooves that make it look like he could grip things. Like he's blowing bubbles in one picture.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's writing.
He's pretty good with his hooves.
We care under the Toys R Us R in another picture. So
this guy's got a lot of dexterity in those hooves.
So when we did the mascot one originally, we had shown the video amongst ourselves of the lion being, or the giraffe
being attacked by three lionesses.
It was like it was nothing. Like he was
well, they were
also
young
and,
lions.
But against Mayhem?
But they were still lions.
Mayhem is just the personification of
and
disaster.
And I think we can all, going forward, agree. Right. I think we should just go ahead and make this determination. We're talking like mitten hooves.
I literally was just going to say he basically has mittens.
He has mitten hooves. Right?
I'm with
like
that.
He has he has a thumb and then.
Okay.
So
it's still hard to grip that and fire a trigger.
Yes.
You put your,
he could do
I
it.
I mean,
though.
I don't know. Does the bowcaster have a trigger guard?
Bowcaster is large. Remember when Han picks it? He was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but does it have a trigger guard?
Chewie is the one holding it. So, and Chewie's not small.
No.
but can we
he
get
Chewie agrees.
Well, and he can put it over his neck. There's a strap.
Right.
So he's not doesn't have to worry about dropping it too
does
much.
Does it have a strap?
There's a strap on the bowcaster.
Yeah. Is there?
I think there's pictures of him wearing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the bandolier.
It's a rifle. You can put a strap on it.
Yeah. Right.
We're not. Are we 100% of what Chewie's dexterity hands were like? He could do it. I mean, I bet they're better than hooves, but
right.
We don't know the
Chewie's hands look weird, but I think he still has fingers.
There's
I think it's
hair.
Just the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So.
This is obviously important.
It's very important.
I'm just thinking to myself. We really are five idiots.
Yeah,
it looks like it's like a half trigger guard. Like the circle doesn't complete.
Okay, so we can slip his hand up inside of there. That's my thing.
Yep.
If he's got a mitten hand, he can't get his fingers inside of there.
From what I'm looking at, he could definitely get his hand in there.
Okay.
Not only that, so if it's a hoof, like you watch people like shave down horses' hooves and stuff, he could shave his hand to win this fight.
If he needs to.
They
yeah.
don't
he needs
shave.
To. It's a parking lot. Just like, yeah, he's grinding.
I don't think they should do that.
That blacktop.
The hooves are like fingernails.
Yeah.
I just Googled Jeffrey the giraffe with a bowcaster just to see. There's nothing.
If there was one, you'd be like, oh, he's already done it.
Yeah, right.
He has practice.
I mean, aren't their tongues massive?
I'm going Jeffrey.
Yes.
I'm going Jeffrey.
Too.
Plus, I mean, like, can they use more than just their weapon?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got that neck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's how they fight.
Yeah, he can bust kick. Right.
So, yeah, that's I'm going
I'm okay.
Jeffrey all the way.
Jeffrey all around, huh?
I also forgot what weapon Mayhem had. So.
The blue, oh,
the blue
shell.
Yeah.
Blue shell.
Also, I don't know. Like, there are no guns in Mario Kart. Could Jeffrey just shoot the blue shell away if he sees it coming?
Right. Ooh.
There are no guns, but you can use other shells to block.
Toys R Us has a star in the middle of their logo. Star power. Boom. Deflected.
Wow.
Sure.
This is science, guys.
Yes.
This is facts.
All right.
Jeffrey 5-0, I think.
Jeffrey 5-0.
Yep.
Moving on. Kool-Aid Man with the energy sword versus Tony the Tiger with the master sword.
These are basically the same swords, right?
No, energy sword is the halo.
Like the two-pronged...
Yeah, I thought that's what the Master Sword was, honestly.
No, Master Sword is Legend Zelda. It's Link's sword. So it's got, like, wings, but that's kind of it.
Cool. I mean,
it can fire, right? It can shoot out. In the original Zelda.
You're asking the wrong nerd.
Okay. Okay. So the original
gonna,
Zelda,
so
you can
warm up.
I never played anything but the original. So, but you could shoot out the sword.
It is very powerful.
If I remember correctly. No, you can.
It's an endgame weapon, so we know it's powerful.
So do we think that the energy sword would take out the master sword? Like, could it cut it in half? It's like not full lightsaber, right?
Yeah, I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you guys.
I would say no.
Is if we're talking, this is pure sword fighting now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not.
You could use anything, though. We just talked about the draft could use his neck.
Let's just say, for sake of argument here.
Ooh.
It's not poor.
Master Sword is indestructible.
Master
and it repels evil. I don't know if that helps.
Repels
it does
evil.
Emit sword beams.
Okay. Well, since it repels evil, it can't repel tiger milk because that is clearly not evil. So Tony just has to like throw tiger milk in his face and then stab him with the
Master Sword. Tony has.
Yeah. Tony has. Tony's
got well, even better.
Which means it repels Kool-Aid Man because I think Kool-Aid Man's evil because he busts people's houses.
He breaks down a lot of people's house.
True. So and he doesn't care. He
the kids are pumped, but the parents are not.
Yeah.
Plus, would you rather have Kool-Aid or tiger milk?
Also, was recently doing a little research on this, and the Kool-Aid Man is the pitcher.
Yes.
He's not, like, he doesn't automatically have Kool-Aid in.
Didn't
right,
they
be empty.
Get matched
be
empty. Up?
And he has
before.
Different flavors in him sometimes, which means you have to get
flavor out. Was it that or was it the Coca-Cola Polar Bears versus Kool-Aid Man?
Which is funny because we had this exact same discussion in the last episode when that question was brought up then.
Right.
Because we talked about like how much force would it take because he's a thick pitcher, but he's still a glass
thick.
Pitcher.
Right. It's going to be very hard for Tony to break the pitcher.
Even with the Master Sword?
He's Hurricane.
I think Master Sword's taking it out.
I think so, too.
Shattered. I think it's going to take some work. But yes, he's got a much
red Kool-Aid
chance.
Everywhere.
But I also think energy sword's cutting through Tony.
Okay, like, but here's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be easier for the energy sword to cut through Tony than it is for the master sword to cut through Kool-Aid.
But it's easier for Tony to wield the sword because Kool-Aid Man's arms are way out to the side.
Yes.
So he's got to turn his body to the side.
He has a lot of vulnerability.
I think the fighting advantage is Tony.
Agreed.
But he also has the greater weakness.
So he's
in that he's fleshy?
He's greater offensively.
Yes.
Yeah.
And defensively, because he's way more agile.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's a better fighter, but if he gets hit, it's a bigger deal.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Like if he gets a wound,
if he gets it,
does the chip even feel pain? Like if you chip the top of what's his face's Kool-Aid Man's pitcher, he is all face. But if you chip it, like he's probably not hurting as bad as like if you like sliced off his arm of Tony.
Right, but think about this. If you had a gigantic pitcher in front of you and he has a sword off to his right arm, you just stay on his left the whole time.
Right.
And
you,
just keep stabbing.
You know Tony's faster than him.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Tigers, yeah.
So, Tony's getting the dub here.
Oh, yeah.
He's just too fast.
All right. So, Kool-Aid Man with the energy sword versus Tony the Tiger with the master sword. Who wants to go first?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. One for Tony.
Two for Tony.
Three for Tony.
Four for Tony.
Five for Tony.
Boom. Oh, no.
At some point, we're going to disagree on one of these, I think.
I know. Well, we will. We will, I promise. Because I'll just do it intentionally, if not. Just to make sure
I feel like
one.
If we're all 5-0'd in the first round, that'll make for good, really good discussions in the second round.
Good point.
Okay. So next matchup is going to be the Coca-Cola Polar Bears with a Type 2 phaser from Star Trek. Set to kill, not set to stun. We've established that last time, too.
It's important to know.
Well, it's a fight to the death, not a fight to the stun. So you're right.
Although in this scenario,
to the death,
because
no,
polar bears
to the pain.
Can stun them and then kill whatever.
It's true.
But, hey, they're polar bears.
As soon as they walk off the ship in those uniforms, they're stunning. Yeah. Let's be honest.
All right, Coke polar bear with type 2 phaser versus Count Chocula with a lightsaber.
Count Chocula wins this. Okay,
see,
yeah.
I was not going there.
All right, so it's all three bears, right?
All three bears.
Because there's three. That's the canonical
but they have
three.
One phaser, or they all have phasers?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because it's with okay. a type 2 phaser. It's singular in the writing.
What did we discuss last time when the bears were on there? It was three bears, right?
Well, it was just their own thing. So like they didn't. It didn't matter. It
didn't matter.
But yes, there's three bears.
There's three bears.
Are we sure there's three bears?
I feel like yes, because I think that was a big thing in taking down the Kool-Aid Man. Was that he would have to defend three polar bears.
Yeah, let's say there's
three
bears.
I might be misremembering this.
I'm taking Count Chocula with a lightsaber.
All I can think of is in like the start of The Empire Strikes Back when Luke gets attacked and whatever attacks him.
Wampa.
Like is taken down by a lightsaber.
Yes.
It's basically like it got attacked by a polar bear.
Okay, but if
it didn't have a gun.
Right. If the Wampa can stand
now,
75 feet away
it's
and shoot
him. It's a lightsaber.
Him.
I'm going to go off the assumption the lightsaber can block phaser.
And we've already established.
Because it's just an energy bolt.
Yes.
Absolutely a lightsaber can block a phaser.
So for listeners that, I don't know if we said this before, but the person who has the weapon has the abilities of that weapon usage. So,
oh, so he's got the force?
No.
Of
no,
the weapon use.
Yes. You don't have to have the force to use a lightsaber.
True. Right.
So then why do we argue so much about the hooves and the shooting the gun if we have...
because he doesn't have the... Okay. He doesn't have the dexterity of doing it. He has the ability to do so.
Like,
so in the instance
so he has the
of,
know-how. He has the... Yeah, okay.
You can block...
How a lightsaber works and the polar bears know... Yeah. How to fire a phaser.
Right.
He's also still a vampire. Like, that's a
I'm
big
saying
upside.
He's a vampire, and I'm also going to throw out, like, Count just feels like, I don't have any data that I'm basing this on, but feels like he's versed in sword fighting.
Okay, that's
Count Dooku
probably
was.
Not wrong.
Right?
Count Dooku was.
But here's the thing. Vampires, like, what? No garlic and...
Silver
bullet or wooden stake?
No. Okay, so silver bullets was werewolves.
Yeah. So it's a wooden stake to
wooden
the heart.
Wooden stake to the heart.
Or sunlight.
Sunlight. And then garlic keeps them away. Though the research we said is sometimes the garlic could kill them if their head was decapitated.
But the polar bears don't have garlic and they don't have a wooden stake.
Sunlight detrimental to both these. Melting the ice caps and...
Right.
Just saying. This is a night fight.
This is a night fight.
So
I'm taking the count here.
This
is one where the weapon swung it so far the other way. Like, if there are no weapons, although the vampire thing is...
Yeah, but I'm still polar bears.
I'm still taking the polar bears.
Yes, I think I'm taking the bears.
Right, because we had said the problem with the count is that though he quote-unquote dies, he's not ever actually dead, but he's still they would still win that fight, though.
He lost the fight, yeah.
Right. So
I don't think we need to be like, oh, he wouldn't technically be dead, but I'm still taking him because he's got a lightsaber.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Lightsaber's big because otherwise, like you said, even if the polar bears eat him and he's not dead, like you have no arms and legs, homie. Like your throat just got bit.
Well,
by a polar
and that's
bear.
The other thing. Not only does he have a lightsaber, he is proficient with it, so he's going to block anything they shoot at him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
as
three
and
of
as
them,
he's approaching them,
he's not like a Jedi with it, but he's
right.
He's getting shot. There's three of them. They're going to triangulate a little bit and spread out. He can't block all three at the same time.
I guess that's what I was saying about the multiple phasers.
Right.
If they all have phasers, it's a better fight.
So let's go off.
But he still wins.
He's Finn in Force Awakens?
I don't want to do that to Count Chocula.
As far as
we
lightsaber skill level.
In Force Awakens.
True. And I don't want to do that to
a lightsaber
anybody.
For all of like 10 minutes. So
yeah,
like we can put
him
at that skill level.
But she's has the Force.
Special.
It says you have the Force. And special.
Yes, she does. But she's not trained. And he would be trained. So it's kind of like they probably are equal.
Remember how fast Anakin learned because he was so special too? And then that worked out great. So I'm just saying, doesn't
this trainer go really well too? What? It's always best when they don't have to work for the skill.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm teaching my son. All right, let's vote.
What color is the lightsaber?
That was important.
Oh, if it's Count Chocula, he's got a purple lightsaber.
But the only other person has is your boy. What's his name?
What? What?
What is his name? What? That has a purple lightsaber.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, but like
Samuel L. Jackson.
Mother L. Jackson.
Yeah, got you. Sorry, I couldn't think of him. We were just talking about it the other day.
So you all right? 5-0.
No, I'm going polar bears.
You're going polar bears. Okay, cool.
I mean, you can still win, but I'm going polar bears.
All right, good.
So 4-1. Okay.
All right, 4-1. Count Chocula moves on. Bye-bye, Type 2 phaser. Next up, Captain Morgan with the Sword of Omens versus everyone's favorite, the Tactical Cows wielding Excalibur.
One Excalibur? I feel like that's more tight than the phaser. Because phasers are just phasers. This Correct. Is Excalibur.
This is Excalibur. I would agree with that. I think one cow has it, and the other two, they're just left
they're
out
decoys.
The pasture.
Captain Morgan, proficient with sword. Does he get sight beyond sight?
Yeah, he gets everything.
I don't actually know what that does, to be honest.
It gives you sight beyond your regular sight.
So like further away or like future?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Far future. Got
it. Right.
Yep.
Over there in 10 seconds. Right.
Whatever your sight is now, it's beyond that.
Okay.
Okay. Whew, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. Captain Morgan with the Sword of Omens from He-Man, for those who don't know, versus the Tactical Cows with Excalibur.
Wrong again. Not He-Man.
Oh, so did I say He-Man?
Yes.
Anybody who,
oh, my gosh. No, Lino.
Either forgot or hasn't listened to that episode. The Tactical Cows are the Chick-fil-A cows.
Yes.
We just learned as we studied them that they're incredibly tactical.
It's true.
Yes.
I've called them Tactical Cows literally ever since. So I don't even mention Chick-fil-A cows. It's
See,
only Tactical
I'm
cows.
Sorry I didn't listen to that one, and I didn't know what it was, so I Googled it. I'm like, there's nothing here. Like, the first thing that popped up is Beef Magazine moving from strategy to tactics.
It's not it.
Health monitoring a tactical strategic level of livestock. I'm like, what is tactical cows? A couple of sweet drawings that someone did of some cows in like army helmets with cigars in their mouth.
That's them. That's them. Okay, we'll try this one again. Captain Morgan with the Sword of Omens from Thundercats versus the Chick-fil-A cows with Excalibur.
Yeah, we know. We don't have to redo that.
No, you're right. It's an explanation.
I just love that you're sitting over there Googling tactical cows, and you're like, I literally got nothing. I don't know what this is.
I pulled my mic away and go to Matt. I'm like, what are tactical cows?
No one but this group will be able to help you.
Oh, that's so good.
Google didn't help.
I realized, too, that you referenced tiger milk in the last one.
Yeah.
So tiger milk, to be clear, is the milk left over from a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Not literal from a tiger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a motherly nursing tiger.
No, it's made from fresh tigers.
Joel, how many episodes of this podcast have you listened to?
I mean, enough. Some.
however many he's been on.
Right. No, I haven't even listened to all those. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, you did live. So.
Yeah, that's true. I listened to those for sure. I forgot. Sorry.
So, voting. Or arguments, or...
It's got to be hard to kill a cow with a sword. Like, cows are beefy. No pun intended.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's a Sword of Omens.
Yeah, and it grows. So it could be dagger length, or it could be full length.
Is Captain Morgan wasted?
Oh,
I think it's like Jack Sparrow, where he's a functioning drunk.
Right, so he's like, he's almost better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
So isn't it in Spain when they're, like, doing the bullfighting, the matador does stab the bull with a sword?
I thought all he had was the red cape thing.
No, they do. They kill him. They actually kill him.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's spears, usually.
I've been watching the Disney version.
Is it spears?
Yeah, I think so, because they stick in the bull as they're fighting him throughout the fight.
It's terrible.
It is.
Yeah, never seen that. Didn't know that. I knew he probably died at the end, but... Oof.
Unless it's Bugs Bunny, then the bull kind of sharpens his horns with a little chalk from the
bull
billiards table. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Then all he managed to live.
So I'm gonna go tactical cows.
The 3-1 is a bigger deal here, I think.
These guys, I mean, they have infiltrated companies. They have parachuted into stadiums. This is Cow Team 6 right here. This is You don't want none of this.
They are dexterous because they can climb billboards.
They say they hijacked many a billboard.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about there's only one Excalibur, but that doesn't mean like only one cow can hold it the whole time. Like they can pass it back and forth.
Oh, and I'm sure that they're, you know, they're tactical here. So
yeah.
It feels like they're bringing in like
night vision goggles. Fake oh yeah,
Excaliburs.
Ooh.
Just, which one's the real one?
Yeah, just a trick Captain Morgan so that he doesn't even know.
And he's already seeing double, so that's six cows. I was Captain Morgan, but I'm being swayed.
He just keeps posing all the time.
Right. Yeah. Dude, get your leg off the barrel and let's go.
Use the barrel.
Okay, ooh. Now, the blade of the Sword of Omens, it says here, is nearly indestructible. It is razor sharp, and it's able to slice through hardened materials such as steel and solid stone with relative ease. So, I mean, he's going to do some damage to
those
cows.
It would defeat the cows, but there's multiple of them.
I would say, I think the numbers is a bigger deal than the weapons here. Because they're both...
It can shoot blasts of energy. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, I did, because I was reading.
They're both mildly... I was going to say regular, but they're not. I think they're a fairly even matchup as far as the weapons.
Okay. So
Excalibur's got to have some of its own powers from the mythos.
Someone needs to look that up while I'm doing this.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of working.
I mean, it does give you the Kingdom of England, so there's that. So that's a big deal, I guess. But the Sword of Omens can shoot blasts of energy. It's capable of stunning, electrocuting, and melting through materials. Like such as titanium and solid rock, blasting through and apart targets and structures with explosive force. So if those cows are at any sort of a distance from him, he can just blast them away. And next thing you know, we got Ron Swanson out there grilling up.
So Matador does use a sword to actually kill the bull. It's the final thing.
Low?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Let's see here. What else can it do? We should have done this research ahead of time instead of right now.
That's way more fun to do it on the podcast.
Yeah, it's good.
It said that Excalibur can have a blinding light equal to 30 torches, which I'm assuming, let's just go with more than 30 torches.
I was gonna say,
a
lot of torches. Lumens.
It says that it can blind enemy forces. So if you can blind him, now you got to deal with three cows that you can't see.
And you're a functioning alcoholic.
Right.
Same kind of thing, can cut through all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah,
nearly unbreakable.
This the Sword of Omens with the Eye of Thundara can also summon the other Thundercats. So he could get backup. Are we allowing backup?
He's not technically a Thundercat.
No, he can still call the Thundercats in.
Man, I've never heard of this other sword that's also in here, but it can blast the tops off of hills.
Of hills?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you do it, but everyone's like, that was cool, so what good did that do?
I have seen some where you have, like, essentially energy blasts from Excalibur.
Same thing here, the Eye of Thundar can do the same with the... Mm-hmm. So, I think the Sword of Omens is super powerful. He does not need to be close to them, because he can blast them away with it. And they're really big targets, too. So he's not going to miss. If he does get close enough to them, he's slicing right through. What's that?
Those tactical cows?
They're tactical.
Parachute in undercover.
Cow Team 6, come on.
I mean, he knows there's a fight going on, right? This is not a surprise attack.
Yeah, no, he knows.
So
he's looking for him.
Can Excalibur block the blast?
I mean, Excalibur's always been kind of a narrow sword from what I've seen, right? It's not like it's a broad sword.
To me, it's like a claymore. But I guess that's, I don't know.
I don't know. I think the...
You're taking Captain Morgan?
I'm taking Captain Morgan with the Eye of Thundara and... what's it called?
Which has been broken many a time before.
The Sword of Omens?
Yeah, that's the one. Plus, again, we mentioned this in the last episode. Excalibur probably has songs written about it, but none from Reliant K.
That's fair.
So
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the tactical cows, though, because I'm not going to vote against the tactical cows in this matchup.
I'll go Captain Morgan.
I'm team cows. I think the 3-on-1, I think the swords are fairly equal. So I'm going with numbers.
It's twos, Dobson.
Wait, what did you vote for?
Captain Morgan with...
Oh, that was the cows. Ugh. Please.
Wrong.
Three wins. Wrong. Just like the cows.
Wrong. Yeah, but if
I'm not voting against Jesus's cows.
That played a thing in my mind, but I went for it.
Okay. All right, moving on. So now, next up is the Burger King with the Batarang versus Chef Boyardee with the Good Samaritan, the pistol from Hellboy.
I feel like it's got to be Chef.
Yes.
You got to be way less skilled to use a revolver than you do a Batarang.
And we already decided that he is a gangster. Like, he is part of the mafia.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But the king's crazy.
The king is crazy.
Joker's not good at Batarangs.
He ascended to power somehow.
But he said he has the ability to do it.
Like, that guy, he doesn't feel like he was born
He's proficient with a Batarang.
I mean, he has the ability, but it doesn't mean he's proficient. Like,
and he is...
He's no Batman.
Still everything he would have had going on anyway, right? Does he have a sword, too?
The Burger King?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a king, so I'm sure he can get one. Whether he often has a sword, I don't remember him having a sword.
Also, a Batarang or Batarangs?
Ooh. Guys, thoughts?
I mean, Batman always has more than one. I would say that he has Batarangs.
Okay.
I think it's fair.
It would be impractical to go into a fight with just one. Especially if you're not. I'm not seeing a sword on the big mascot.
Yeah, I'm looking
through.
No, but
I am finding multiple pictures of him with brass knuckles on.
Well, I think they're more of like...
They're rings.
But yeah, no, that
they're two-finger rings.
But they would hurt to get hit by.
Yes. I think those should be taken into consideration.
But again, the Good Samaritan is a gigantic pistol that, when shot, leaves a gigantic hole.
Can it make it through the giant Burger King medallion? Because that's a pretty good-sized little chunk of armor right over the heart.
That is. You're right.
That's like Flavor Flav size.
But he also has a giant head for a target.
Fair.
Which, while plastic and immovable. Immovable? That's not a word either. Immovable. I don't think it's going to be bulletproof.
No. That plastic's not standing up to.
So I'm going with Chef Boyardee, holding that gun sideways, shooting the Good Samaritan.
I'm also cool going with Boyardee, but I don't think he's holding the gun sideways.
I'll go Chef.
Boom.
Chef.
I'll sway it on that.
Matty Swags for...
I'll give the Burger King one.
Y'all got good arguments this time. I'm really changing my mind a lot.
We've thought about this more than the average person.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right. Next matchup. The Jolly Green Giant with Mjolnir, which is Thor's hammer for those who don't know. And also, if you don't know who Mjolnir is, get out. Versus Sunny the Cuckoo Bird with Sting, the... Sword?
Yeah, well...
I mean, it's
between a sword and a dagger.
I would say for him, it's probably about the same as it would be for a hobbit. Yeah. So to him, it's a sword. Right. To most people, it's a dagger.
So Jolly, can we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think so. Maybe? Okay, good. 5-0.
What, the
last
giant?
Matchup
the
of giant? Round 1.
Okay, so yeah. I was looking up something.
Come on, Joel, you should know. You voted for him.
Right.
Because he can even just throw it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is, folks, this is why we talked about having the abilities to use it. Yeah. It's not like, oh, great, I have Mjolnir, but I can't lift it. That's
also
you can run into this.
How? I mean, I know like they can use them, but also like he's a bird with a sword.
Yeah, no, not great. Right, no.
Well, and if it's Mjolnir, then he's got the power of lightning, right?
Birds and lightning don't mix well.
Yeah, and a bird holding a metal sword.
Right.
And lightning. Exactly. Yeah.
However, great for preparing dinner.
Yes.
All right.
This next one's a whooping, too.
Last matchup of the first round, Colonel Sanders with the power ring from the Lantern of Other Colors. Yeah, Lantern Corps. Most notably, Green Lantern. Versus Ronald McDonald with the Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch.
I mean... Ronald has been killing millions for years.
Just with food.
Just with food. So now that he's got a holy hand grenade. So
sorry. Have any of you guys eaten at KFC before? I don't think his hands are clean.
Yeah.
True. Neither are most KFCs. So true. That's fine.
So just looking at it first, my first gut instinct was like McDonald's is just crushing it. But that's McDonald's. We're not talking about the restaurant or the franchise here. Colonel Sanders is a gangster, but he's old. Ronald's old, and he's a creepy clown.
But it's a Green Lantern ring. It's a power ring.
Yeah.
Versus a grenade.
Yes, that's all one-time use.
Yeah.
Right. This is a you get one.
Right. So
this is quick.
Yes.
I think so, because he can just contain the blast and then put on a weapon.
I don't remember. What beat the power ring in our weapons argument?
Ooh. I don't know these things you're asking questions
about. I know.
Let's see if I can find them. I don't know if our social media
what
guy would
won the weapons argument? Was it a lightsaber?
I think probably. Yeah, I think so.
Sounds right.
All right, so are we 5-0-ing Colonel Sanders with a power ring?
I'm down.
I'm going to give Ronald one.
Really?
Yes, really.
Interesting. Okay. All right, so let us move now to the second round. Our first matchup is, I should say, we did reseed the weapons. So the contestants stay in their original order with their seeding, but we reseeded the weapons.
Just randomized. We
randomized them. Yeah, I shouldn't say reseed. You're right. Yeah. We randomized them. So now, Captain Crunch with Mjolnir versus Jeffrey with Excalibur.
So this is a good fight now.
Yeah. I was going to say that Excalibur and Jeffrey have the reach, but Mjolnir is a ranged weapon.
Yeah, I don't think this is actually close, personally. I think it's Captain Crunch with Mjolnir all day. I mean, lightning.
So Jeffrey is...
I mean, it's basically just going, it's Mjolnir.
Over Excalibur.
Which
well, in this situation...
Yeah, right. I know.
He's tactical. We're really big on tacticalness, aren't we?
It's important.
It is. Strategist.
A whole page on Pinterest that was just tactical.
There you go. Up with the cows?
No. Muy importante, though.
You weren't doing it right since there weren't cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
The lightning is a huge factor here.
And did we say Excalibur could shoot
it beams? I'm going to say yes, it has energy blasts, unless we really want to go against that.
We'll just say it does energy blasts. Yeah, it's hard to think of Captain Crunch losing this fight. Jeffrey's more powerful just without the weapons. But
he can summon like all the elements and stuff. I mean, yeah, that's the captain, dog.
Yeah, he can summon lightning on him.
And that big old neck's getting zapped.
Yeah, he's a big target, too.
Hey, get your 8-foot neck out of
like
the air.
Triple cardiac arrest right there.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
And that's the reason they got to pump that blood all the way up to that head.
So Billy Joel would say it'd be a heart attack. All right, let's vote. Because I don't think it's actually close. I mean, Excalibur's pretty cool and all, but I don't think it's enough to overcome a military guy with Meow Meow, right?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. All 5-0s?
All 5-0s.
Yep.
Moving on. Tony the Tiger with the Master Sword. Vorsies, Count Chocula with the Power Ring. Guys, we gotta hurry up. Matt's starting to get tired and lose interest. You know what happens then.
No, I'm interested. I'm just thinking, I'm picturing the fight.
I'm trying to remember what we said the Master Sword could do. That one also had blast, right?
Yes.
Energy, nearly indestructible.
That's Zelda?
Yeah.
I mean...
Tony's already won a fight with this thing, so he's familiar with it now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a much different fight.
Well, we're going to decide it is for whatever reason right now.
And you have no injuries, and you're not tired. It's not an immediate next fight. It's
You get to rest
later.
Up. You get to rest up.
This is like video game next round. Everybody's back to your health bar.
Yeah.
Your health is great. Yeah.
Except for he's gained XP points with the weapon, so...
Because luck of the draw, he ended up with the same weapon.
Yeah. Right.
He's just been pounding down tiger milks.
Right. Why would he not?
Delicious.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, again, you've got the whole vampire thing. But he's got a sword. and he's got claws, and he's got teeth.
Okay, but the count...
Power ring.
Yeah, he's a power ring. He's going to just create a giant hand and swat Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
It's going to be the size of a building and smack him away.
Yeah. Why not just use a building instead of a hand?
Shut up, John. Don't worry about it.
Because Tony would just run through. He's very agile. He would run through the building.
He is.
Out the back door.
Yeah, you've seen him with a soccer ball.
All right. Lifting weights.
Mad agile. Know,
with a soccer ball. I don't know. The power ring to me is a very OP weapon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You have the strength to use it, but you don't. You're not like the best person ever using this weapon automatically. So it's not like, I don't think we should picture like full lantern core functionality on this thing. Because
that's fair.
Like your willpower,
right? Let's say willpower
is attached to your or anger or like whatever.
Yeah, harnessing like, willpower
is attached to your
right.
ability.
Yeah, no, right? You still got to. The power's got to come from you.
And I mean, it's just a dumb vampire.
And we discussed last time that your focus has to really be dialed in on that. So he's not, you know what I mean? He's but, only looking about what he's trying to create. He's not going to be able to focus on strategy and movement and fighting. And, you know, it's just, what am I making out of this ring right now?
But if your willpower is there, consider some of the most powerful weapons in the known universe. An Earth Cat? But I was talking about, I'm about Tony.
It's the best Earth Cat.
Yeah, well, exactly.
We should put that out.
It's a talking soccer playing Earth Cat that loves cereal. We got it. With a Master Sword, so that's still tight.
With the Master Sword. Which is a...
See, I think Count Chocula's spirit and willpower is garbage, dude. He has cereal too, though. Dang, cereal power.
He has some cereal power.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, I'm pretty sure tigers hunt at night, so he's still got the advantage of, like, even if it's a fight in the dark...
These are all nighttime parking lot fights in my head.
Yeah, so like the tiger is not at a disadvantage in that way. So
neither are right. It's
we also I think decided that tigers don't have any known predators.
Right.
Yes, like they are the apex. Alpha.
I always look forward to whenever Tony Tiger comes up. John always says they are apex.
They are, man.
I know, but it's great.
It is every time.
Does
every
Tony
time.
The Tiger ever like summon lightning kind of or something?
Make it a tiger.
That's true.
Doesn't he shock stuff or do anything?
Doesn't he what?
Like summon lightning at some point, or it just was a cool box with lightning on it one time?
That's probably it. I don't remember.
I think in the commercials, yes, he did have lightning around him.
Okay.
He's ever summoned lightning, that changes this conversation a lot.
Well, it would be fitting if he were wielding, not yielding, but wielding meow meow.
Meow meow.
Yeah, I can't find anything having to do with him lightning. Just him kicking soccer balls and wearing handkerchiefs.
All right, so anybody else have any compelling arguments here one way or the other? Actually, this is a good matchup.
It's a good matchup. I'm ready.
Ooh.
Ooh, tell us.
Sorry,
tell us.
I think Count Dracula might be a Black Lantern because they were the Lord of the Unliving.
Oh.
I know that, like, he's not undead and zombie, but it's still.
It's close
either
enough.
Either way.
Count Chocula.
Tony Tiger.
Oh, I'm going Tony the Tiger.
I'm Chocula.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Snap. Crackle and Pop, different cereal.
Nope, different cereal.
They're not in this.
Those guys are mischievous.
Tony the Tiger is the better combatant.
But Count Chucky's got power in here.
Hurtful and rude.
But Count Chucky's got power in here.
Yeah, glad it came down to Josh for that garbage pick. Thanks.
So I'm going Count Chocula. Lock it in.
I hate it so much I almost crossed out the wrong one.
All right. The tactical Chick-fil-A cows with lightsabers versus Chef Boyardee with the bowcaster.
Oh, come on.
This is a whooping.
Three
cows with lightsabers versus a gun whose lasers they can deflect.
Plus.
Yeah, lightsaber did beat bowcaster in the... weapons matchup because it does.
And now there's three of them.
Now they have right. three of them. They have three lightsabers. Those lightsabers make all that noise. Plus they're mooing. So like, like, whoa. It sounds like 1,000 lightsabers. So Jeff Wardy's like, is that a-
so this is all, this has turned into psychological warfare.
Right. Right. Jeff Wardy's like, is that 1,000 lightsabers?
This is, that is the content you come to this podcast for right there.
Right there. I mean, those cows can make their voices sound like lightsabers.
That's the greatest argument ever.
I mean, we've seen people wield 2 lightsabers. Technically, we could wield 6 lightsabers.
Okay, I am going to be that guy, though. Oh. They have hooves. So how are they holding the lightsaber?
So they can hold 4, then.
They can hold paintbrushes. They can hold lightsabers.
Exactly. If Jeffrey the giraffe could shoot a gun.
Which I argued with, but yes.
Well, they can wield these weapons.
No, because Jeffrey the giraffe has... mitten hands, which is
he's a mitten hooves
too.
What's
that term where he can grab?
Dexterous.
Yeah,
dexterity and stuff. Yeah.
So he can he can do that. Where hooves cannot hold onto a lightsaber,
but they could put the lightsaber in their mouth and like
they can put the lightsaber in their mouth.
Mm. Well, they'll just VeggieTales them, man. I don't know. They don't have any hands and they hold stuff.
Because you think about that, if they got so let's just say they had like Darth Maul's lightsaber.
Yep.
So they got that in the mouth. So they got a blade out each side.
They got a double ender.
They charge. Whoever they're fighting. Who are they fighting?
Chef Boyardee.
So Chef Boyardee.
They can walk on their hind legs. We're all on the same page with that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And hold signs.
And hold, yeah. But even still, they charge him as he's shooting at them. They're, like, blocking it, and then they just, like, run past him and chopping him in multiple pieces. So yeah. It's
Chef
tactical
Boyardee
cows.
Is more dead.
Clearly, I've thought about this.
See that. All right, 5-0? 5-0?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cows?
So the cows get to... move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jolly Green Giant with the power sword versus Colonel Sanders with Good Samaritan.
Which? Oh, that's the gun.
Yeah. Hellboy's gun.
How big did we decide the Jolly Green Giant was?
Jolly Green Giant with the power sword.
Is it like 15 feet or something like that?
Yeah. And I going back afterwards, I looked more into it, and he's actually like a legit giant. I mean, in more.
I mean, 15 feet
often,
is legit.
You know,
he's not like 50 feet tall, right?
I mean, a lot of the stuff that I had seen, he is considerably taller. Like he
55.
Is
55.5 feet
yeah.
tall.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. What's the I don't think a that? Gun's going to take that down.
Google
roadsideamerica.com. It's a statue.
It's the actual statue. Of
yeah, that one we yeah. said we weren't counting, because there are sometimes when he is. Taller than people, like regular people, by a lot. And other ones where he's overlooking entire plains of fields and stuff.
Right.
Not plains of fields.
Plains and fields.
Yeah. He's 3 feet higher than Hug Me Jesus. Casting a long shadow from a body built of healthy vegetables. Like, I want to write articles like that.
Do it.
Also, I knew exactly what you meant when you said Hug Me Jesus.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You too.
Is that Brazil? Like, what's...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Just making sure.
I've never heard it referred to as that, me but either. I knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Is the power sword proportional to the Jolly Green Giant, or is he holding this tiny little sword?
It's a small sword for him.
Okay.
But he is a giant.
But he is a giant.
And the colonel is old and not actually a colonel.
Right. I think he wins whether or not he can wield a... scaled up sword or not.
I still don't think, because the Good Samaritan is still the size of the Good Samaritan. So I don't think it has enough power to take down the giant.
Right, because even if he had the sword, he could like chop at the giant's legs, but he doesn't, he's got a gun. What's Hellboy's gun?
I'm looking up exactly what the Good Samaritan does.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything.
Right.
It's a 22 millimeter.
Like totally caliber. Just roast vegetables or something.
I mean, okay, that's not small.
No.
No, it's not. Let's see. It's an oversized 22 millimeter. 4 rounds is all he has. So it's got custom-made bullets with adequate power to easily penetrate virtually any material. The gun itself has unearthly resistance to almost all forms of attack and includes grips carved from fragments of... the True Cross. So, it's great on specifications, but, oh, it's a shame that he didn't fight the Count.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Because the rounds are made with holy water, clove leaf, silver shavings, white oak.
Dang.
So it's got holy water and basically a wood and stake portion in there.
Yeah, so that's a, like a win if he's fighting the count, but for the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough.
I'm taking Jolly here.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree.
I think it's closer than I first thought because 22 millimeter, that's going to
do some damage. Right. But easily penetrates virtually any material. That includes leafy greens.
Which are notably hard to get through.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going Jolly.
All right.
And the sword literally doesn't matter at all in this for me. I just think he's going to survive the four rounds and then squash him.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I like that there's been some matchups where the person is more important and others where the weapon is more important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's pretty cool. Happy with that. All right, we are on to our semifinals, our final four. And it has come down to Captain Crunch with the power ring versus Count Chocula with the power sword. So a lot of power in this matchup.
That's what I was thinking. A lot of C's too, Captain Crunch, Count Chocula.
Ooh. Stan Lee would love that.
I'm taking Captain Crunch.
Why?
Power ring.
Power ring. I think he's going to defeat the sword. I think they're humanoid beings. One of them is a vampire and is more well-versed in having a sword. So that's a advantage to him, but I just think Captain Crunch is going to just will himself to the victory here. I mean, think about how many different types of cereal he's willed into existence. Like, he didn't just stop at one type of cereal. No. This is a guy with passion.
Right.
God bless him for it.
Right? So he's willing to adapt to whatever the situation requires. And so, you know, if it requires peanut butter, he's in. You know, if it requires crunch berries, he's in. So
it's about willpower.
Yeah.
Right. Oops, all berries.
Cereals.
He's willing to do this.
That's right? Powerful. Yeah. That's willpower, power ring. Captain Crunch got it. Woo.
That was boom.
He got there.
I mean, do we need more arguments? Does anybody have anything for Count Chocula and his power sword?
Not this time.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
All right. 5-0. Wow, you got 5-0.
It's gonna be a fast semifinal, I
right?
think.
All right.
I think the next one's going to be interesting.
Chick-fil-A cows with Mjolnir versus the Jolly Green Giant. Jolly Green Giant with a lightsaber. Jolly. And like we talked about before, lightsaber is going to be regular human-sized lightsaber.
It nerves it so much. Is this what it's like for you? Just terrible?
Yeah.
I'm speaking to Matt Swearingen, for those that don't know.
Yeah, it is. Just like everything is like, why are you so small?
Yeah, I think for this one, like, the cows do only have one meow meow, but the giant is just that, a giant with a small lightsaber. So if they summon lightning, they're going to fry that giant.
He's going to take a lot of lightning.
He's going to take a lot of lightning.
He's going to take a lot of lightning.
This is not an automatic boom game over. I still think they win, but they're going to have to work for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take them time. I just don't think... So like he's gonna try to stomp them out here, right? Because honestly, the lightsaber, like a regular sized lightsaber, is not a great weapon for him. It doesn't really have range. No. Like he's got reach on it, but it's just kind of like it just seems like that size of a
at
being
point,
wielding a lightsaber
hand.
Is like
it'd be like us carrying a toothpick.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on though. If you had one of those toothpick swords, you know they put in drinks, right? They shove it through the maraschino cherry and stick it in a drink. If you had one of those and you were fighting
a hamster?
Cows, a hamster, right? It's a good one. A hamster, but your little sword was actually a lightsaber. You could do some damage.
Interdimensional portals.
I think we're more like corgi territory if we're going by scale, not hamster.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
It was a what? So.
It would be bigger than the little toothpick one, though, right?
Right. Because you could just skewer through a hamster. You're not getting all the way through a corgi.
Right. Okay, so
how
big is
that? Yeah, we're thinking probably corgi.
So how big is that sword then in your hand? It's not going to be as small as a toothpick then.
No, it's like
gonna be a little bigger, like a letter opener.
Well, that's the thing. If he's not careful, like if he holds it wrong, he's going to cut himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is some risk of
trying, but, like, risk, but right? Because he's got such big hands, like.
Right.
But Meow Meow is a, like, a distance weapon as well. Because
right.
of
right.
the lightning, but also because of the ability to throw it.
Right. Yeah. So I think if they zap him with enough lightning to get him weak, then they throw it and knock him down.
I mean, honestly, here's the deal. You get one cow on the other side of him. You just get him in between two cows, and they just summon it back and forth to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even just throw it. Just or, throw it. You know what I mean? Like,
but I'm saying,
you
like,
can even
yeah.
triangulate and then just throw it to each other.
You've yeah. got one with Mjolnir, two setting up a tripwire because they're tactical. He's on the ground. Now Meow Meow's on top of him.
Oh,
game
you
over.
Can't move.
Like an AT-AT walker attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
basically.
Or you can just put it on his foot and then go behind him. He's going to try to turn around.
He can
around.
Only pivot now.
Right. But he can't pivot, really, because his foot can't move, period. So he can turn around and look behind him. But he's not going to be able to reach all the way there.
You don't know how limber he is.
That's true.
Good what point. Kind of dexterity is in that knee?
In the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah.
Dude, he's shredded. He can probably pretty limber. I was just looking at a picture like Shred Factory.
Literally looks exactly like me, but green.
Okay.
Of course, he's wearing kind of a dress
I
thing.
Saying,
it's,
so
really,
same...
it's really weird that you showed up wearing that, but whatever.
Like a leaf toga?
Yeah, why don't you leave
a
me
leaf
alone?
Leaf toga.
Leaf toga. That's great.
I
sounds like a
yeah,
good
I'm going
band name.
Tactical cows.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm going tactical cows.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Weapon really brings it up.
I mean, we've seen Thor take out, or at least battle giants because of Mjolnir.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like, he knocked Surtur's crown off with it. And,
yeah,
and
that's a relative
yeah.
non-eternal flame.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
But same
right.
size comparison is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, as a similar size.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
So
once yeah, it's in
well,
the eternal flame,
he's
like
he's
the size of a city. It's like not
battling frost giants his entire life.
Right. All right. We are now at our championship, where it is, after randomizing the remaining weapons, literally the same we just had. So we have. What's his face with the thing? And then what's
Captain
their...
Crunch?
Yeah, that's the guy.
With the power ring?
Him with that. And then the tactical cows with Mjolnir.
Yes.
Yep. Captain Crunch, power ring, cows, Mjolnir.
I think it would have been interesting to put all 16 weapons back in and randomize it.
That would have been actually fun.
Well, too late now.
Right?
Start over.
Y'all should have asked me sooner.
I think the tactical... Tactical cows with Meow Meow.
Yeah, I don't think Captain Crunch is going to be able to make enough of the power ring to hold off all three with Mjolnir.
I mean, we just talked about
his
willpower to will the different. That he's powerful with this thing.
Yeah.
And I think as base, Mjolnir could beat a power ring.
Weapon alone. And then you
let's put it this
cows.
Way. That's what we said when we did this bracket with those.
Three cows,
literally
the Lord
beat
and
power
his chicken.
Ring.
Yum.
Especially with the ability to summon lightning and throw it.
Plus they're Jesus cows, so they've got a hedge of protection.
Wow. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Don't even know what to say about that.
You can't. I mean, it's a good argument.
I want to fight for the power ring because I think the power ring itself... with a person who has the ability and the willpower to control it properly and use it properly.
If
can
it's one-on-one,
it,
on one, yeah, but this is a boss fight. It's not like I'm just going to take out a few foot soldiers. That, yeah, sure. But it's a boss fight.
Okay. It's a boss fight for one of them. You can take out the other two.
I mean, they are going to share Meow Meow.
Right, but
yes.
Only one time can one have
one
it.
Time, yes.
So the other two are vulnerable at that point.
It's pretty fast, though. You could pass it.
They're cows. They're not exactly sprinters.
They're tactical
have you seen
cows.
It
fly? Yes, yes.
The, say, they don't have to, they just have to summon
yeah.
it. They just have to open their mouth.
For those listening.
And they have the advantage of sounding like lightsabers, so they can throw in
so
some mental warfare.
Confused. Do they have lightsabers or meow meow? I don't understand. I thought we only got one weapon for this.
Right, because he fought lightsabers earlier.
He's
He's confused. His real name is Horatio. Magellan Crunch.
Horatio Magellan Crunch?
Yep, that's his name.
The tactical cows win.
Sorry, Horatio. That's his real name.
That might be better than Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
I don't know if it's better.
Just because you willed so much, I want to know how many Captain Crunches there are. There's five varieties.
All right.
Oops All Berries.
I love the Oops All Berries. They're fantastic.
And many limited edition flavors.
Okay, he's also
trying to get
those,
a little background on the guy. You know,
he's also got those death pillows, which are Captain Crunch that he put those in the cow's mouth, and then
doesn't say you put original Captain Crunch in the cow's mouth, and they're bleeding from the mouth now.
Exactly.
So
he has that ability.
But cows, yeah, they're usually
saying that he has the ability to just shoot out Captain Crunch because I think we're stretching it a little bit.
That's it. That's where you draw the line.
Or that would be what he fires out of the power ring.
Oh!
Yeah,
he can shoot out. So green powered Captain Crunch pieces. I mean,
he definitely can.
I think that switches it up a little bit.
If we're bringing up Jeffrey's three hearts, cows have like six stomachs, don't they? Like,
so we've been wrong.
I disagree with that.
Through all of this.
And I don't even know what you're talking about, but I disagree.
Just go ahead and say that now you're wrong.
So for Cow Appreciation Day 2015. Chick-fil-A introduced the world to Cowboy Phil, the farmer and caretaker at the animal rental site where the four cows named Freedom, Freckles, Cat, and Molly live with other trained industry animals.
Just eat more chicken.
Yeah, but no, but it's always eat more chicken. It's three cows.
Right.
And in the ads, they've always been three.
And these tactical cows were way more batty in my mind before I knew their names.
You going to mess with Freedom?
Well, Freedom. I made a Coke float tonight at someone's house, and they're like, pick a glass. And one had a bald eagle on it. I'm like, Coke float's going in there.
Obviously.
Does that make waffle fries the new canonical Freedom fries?
Oh, I think so.
Ooh.
Damn. Yes. Freedom back there frying them up with his mitten hooves.
I love Milner, and I love Chick-fil-A.
And you love God?
Well, yes, but that has nothing to do with what I'm going to say.
Chick-fil-A,
you
just
said
it.
Chick-fil-A. Like, what?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Fair. No, you're right.
You live on
where
Chick-fil-A doesn't involve God.
I'm sorry.
I know this is the whole universe.
When was the last time you walked into a Chick-fil-A and didn't hear instrumental Hillsong?
True.
Good point.
Or instrumental Michael W. Smith.
Oh,
facts.
Retro. Somebody walk out. All right. But I don't want to belittle the power ring either. And I think with someone who can control it, that's a serious weapon.
Oh, 100%. But he's not. Like, that's just my point from before. It's not just that he's able to beat three people. Like, three super level with Mjolnir. Like, I think it's overpowered. Mm. It gets overpowered by that.
Plus, the captain's known to make mistakes. I mean, come on. His one serial is called Oops. It's literally the first word in the name.
Yeah, but his mistake was fantastic.
It's a happy accident.
Yeah. What is a happy accident? But.
So I'm on a fandom thing trying to research more Captain Crunch because I thought he was like short, right? So I'm like, how tall is he? He's 5'5". You go, okay, discounting his hat. And you're like, all right, that's fine. He can be a tough captain. Weight, 0 pounds, in parentheses, 2D character.
I mean, even a piece of paper has weight. He has to have something.
Like, come on, 0 pounds?
Oh. All right, let's do this. Matt's got to work in the morning. John Avery.
Tactical cows.
John Dobson.
Tactical cows.
Joel Martin.
Joel Martin says the tactical cows.
That's our winner. Matt?
Tactical cows.
Yeah, I think you guys have swayed me on that one. So the winner by 5-0 decision in the strangest episode I think we've done.
Well, not by much.
No. And strangest, I mean, like, because I think smells was strange, and I think spice items was strange, or pumpkin spice items.
This
is unique.
Random animal mascots wielding random fictitious weapons.
Pretty weird.
It's a little out there.
So ready for this? Captain Crunch was born on Crunch Island in a sea of milk, a magical place with talking trees, crazy creatures, a whole mountain called Mount Crunchmore made out of Captain Crunch cereal. He's an incredibly skilled wrestler, which we would have known that. Oh. Also, allegedly has an IQ of 200.
But he weighs 0 pounds.
Because he's a 2D character, obviously. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that we do this stupid thing. All right, folks. That's it. We have our champion. And join us next time as we will discuss more ridiculously idiotic items. If you have suggestions on things you want us to discuss, argue about, and ultimately decide on some form of winner, please let us know. Until next time, see ya.
They have 3 lightsabers. Those lightsabers make all that noise. Plus, they're moving. So, like, whoa. It sounds like 1,000 lightsabers. Chef Ordeer's like, is that 1,000 lightsabers?
That is the content you come to this podcast for right there.
Right there.